AI News by Conjero.
AI coding is getting pushed in a more structured direction. Claude Code routines treat generation less like a one-off chat and more like a programmable component with inputs, outputs, and lifecycle expectations.
That's a big shift because it changes what teams can rely on. If the output needs to land in a build, a review queue, or even deployment, close enough isn't really good enough.
Right, the promise is more deterministic and repeatable workflows. Teams can start thinking about versioning, failure modes, and debugging the same way they do with other software components.
But that only works if the contract is designed carefully. You need clear rules for what the routine consumes, what it emits, and when state is kept or reset.
And there's a real trade-off there. If hidden state builds up, trust drops. If the routine is too rigid, it becomes brittle and hard to adapt to new tasks.
So the goal is a middle ground, modular enough to reuse, structured enough to inspect, and disciplined enough to roll back when something goes wrong.
For deployment teams, the message is pretty direct. This belongs inside the delivery pipeline. In CI/CD, routines can be versioned, run in sandboxed environments, and monitored alongside tests and builds.
That creates a cleaner flow too. One stage can generate code, another can validate it, and a later gate can decide whether it's safe to merge or deploy.
Of course, the overhead doesn't disappear. Teams need rollout controls, audit logs, and dashboards showing which version ran, what inputs it saw, and whether the output was accepted or rolled back.
And governance matters as much as speed. Inputs may include secrets or proprietary context, and outputs can still carry unsafe patterns, weak dependencies, or policy problems.
There's also the lock-in question. The more a workflow depends on a provider-specific routine model, the harder it gets to migrate later without reworking orchestration and policy layers.
Which is why abstraction at the boundary becomes important. Teams will want to know whether they can wrap routines behind their own service layer and keep outputs portable.
What's interesting is how this changes the market story. The competition moves beyond prompt quality and autocomplete toward workflow design, reliability, and governance.
That's a more enterprise-friendly pitch for sure. Buyers tend to care about controls, auditability, and predictable integration just as much as they care about model capability.
So the big question isn't just whether these routines can generate code. It's whether the surrounding architecture can support them without creating another fragile production dependency.
AI News by Conjero.